once admitted, everybody, the Catholic Church in Ireland, which to which we owe so much, it is in tough days. She's been there before. She's used to it. But she's in tough days today. And darn, we need to help her, because Ireland helped us when we were in tough times, right? And now we need to help her. And there's no better way when the church is struggling than to help monastic life. The monks and the sisters are those, you know the story from their history, right? They're the ones who preserved the faith through the Dark Ages. The Benedictines were the ones that led to the renewal of the church. And if we want to help Ireland, if you're thinking, is there a way we could help the faith in Ireland, to which we owe so much, it would be to help the Benedictine sisters. So that's the second reason this evening is so important to me. My love of Ireland, my trust that the Benedictine charism will be a great source of renewal to the challenged church in Ireland today. And you know why the third reason I'm here and want to welcome all of you and thank you for coming is simply put because John Parrick asked me. It's true. I have such respect. I have such respect and admiration for John that when he said, Cardinal Dolan, can I talk to you about helping? He didn't even have to explain what it was. I said, John, if you're behind me, count me in. And then, of course, when he explained about Ireland and the sisters, I was more enthusiastic than ever. So that's why I welcome all of you. That's why I thank you for your interest. Yeah, I was teasing about St. Patrick's. I have to do a lot of fundraising. And sometimes, I don't mind telling you, I get in a little trouble for my own people because they said, why don't you invite all these other people in? I said, you know why? Because we're Catholics. And Catholics, as James Joyce said, means everybody. Okay? And I never, ever put a limit or a straitjacket on the generosity of God's people. It's not for me to decide how you want to be good and generous. All I can do is invite you and present the cause. And it's up to you, and that's what I'm doing this evening, to present what I think is an extraordinarily good cause. Sister, I'm looking forward to coming. I love that area in Connemara. I've been there before, not to the Abbey, but I've been to the area before, and I'd love to come. Do you have some decent brown bread?
Yes.
Is your soda bread as good as Monsignor Leonard's? I welcome my brother priest here this evening. You know Monsignor Leonard, you know Monsignor Carney. Am I missing it? Father James Ferrer, my secretary's here. Sister, you're here. Good friends that I see as I look around, I see good friends who are so extraordinarily loyal to the church here in New York. So, Sister, John's done a great job of getting you some winners here tonight. So you're welcome. They've asked me to say a little prayer, shall we? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. We believe you're here with us, dear Jesus, because you gave us your holy word, that wherever two or three would gather in your name, you'd be there. And we do gather in your name, a powerful name. And we ask through that powerful name a blessing and strength and continued inspiration upon our beloved sisters. I thank you for the commitment, the interest, the generosity of the people gathered here. They love you. They love your church. They love Ireland. And they love the promise and the hope, the memories that the sisters give us of the faith of our fathers, but also the hope and promise of the future. Because if renewal is to come in challenging times in Ireland, and we know it will, it always does, history teaches us it starts with monastic life. So boy, if we can help the sisters tonight, dear Jesus, we're going to help your church. And your name is going to be praised. And you are Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.